their Christ. They began to proclaim the gospel because Paul was teaching them. It's just, Paul could have said, you know what, man, I've just run into a dead end here. I've just run into a bad place. This is not a good thing. The gospel is not going out. I don't know how much Paul knew it or not, but because of his story, because he chose joy, because he didn't get all down about the circumstances, because it wasn't about, oh, he wasn't being made so happy right now, because he dismissed all of that and said, I only choose the advancing of the gospel. Everybody else was being encouraged, and they were speaking more boldly about the good news of Jesus Christ because Paul was in a prison cell in chains, and when they saw how he reacted to those chains, the great joy began to fill the hearts of the people, and they became encouraged, and they were more bold than they had ever been in proclaiming the gospel. Can you imagine that? If we get off our circumstances and we get in by choosing joy, we get into the only thing that matters to us is the gospel going out. Is Jesus being preached? Is Jesus being taught? Is Jesus being seen? Is Jesus being heard? Is Jesus being loved? Is Jesus being followed? If that's what matters to us at the end of the day, and not your happiness and not my happiness, then there can be a revolution of the gospel of Jesus Christ in any place at any time. But you got to make that shift. We all do. I do. Let me tell you the little thing about, you already know this, I'll just articulate it, about pastoring a church anywhere. I, by nature, am a people pleaser. It's just the way I'm kind of designed. I want people to be pleased. I want people to be happy. One of the most difficult things I had to learn in ministry, and God had to show me in the early years, and it's always a struggle, God had to show me in the early years, if I'm going to be a pastor and be a people pleaser, the churches will be doomed where I pastor. Because I was not called to be a people pleaser. Everything within me, my instincts say, do something to make people happy. You know, there are people over here. Okay, do something to make them happy. How many times did Jesus get a crowd together? How many times did he walk into a village? How many times did he walk into a home? How many times did he put his disciples together and say, guys, here's what I want. I'm going to find a way to make you happy. Not a single time did he ever utter such words. He was way over that. He was way beyond people's personal happiness. And one of the challenges for me is to live outside of the burden of whether or not churches are happy. I mean, most pastors go through this. Is a church happy with you? The truth is, it's irrelevant, because only what matters is Jesus being lived, taught, preached. Is the kingdom of God being advanced through us as a church family? If we can put aside all the complaints and gripes and all the things that make us mad and upset and agitated, if you can put all that aside, I mean, because what Paul did, if you can put all that aside and say, this is what matters to us, that the gospel is advanced, then there is no telling what could happen in a place like this. Absolutely no telling. So if you come to me and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to say some stuff to Brian, and I'm going to try to coerce him to make you happy, let me tell you up front, you will not be happy after you talk with me. You will be loved, but I will not make it my aim to be your happy person, to be your happy pastor, or to be the person that provides happiness for you, because once you dole it out, it's like a drug. Once you get down again, guess what you're going to do? You're going to come back to me, and just because the first one was free, you're going to think the second one is too. Yeah, you get it? Yeah, don't worry about it. It is not the calling of the Church of Jesus Christ. It is not your calling. I mean, we got all kinds of spiritual gifts in here. We got all kinds of people called to all kinds of things. It is not your calling to go around and make people happy. If you do that, the gospel will not advance, because making people happy will become your target. And you'll only be happy if you've made people happy. Once you can get around that, once you can realize, once we can realize, this is not about taking a vote to see who's happy and who's not happy. This is about together as a family doing nothing other than whatever God has called us to do to advance the gospel, chains or no chains. whatever the circumstances look like, here's the beautiful thing about life. Whatever your personal circumstances look like, if you are in Christ, those circumstances are consumed by what God is doing. And even if you're in even if your health is failing, even if your mind is getting away from you, even if the years are wearing down, even if family is just, this is so difficult, even if your job is being swept out from under you, here's the thing about all of that. If you are committed to the advancing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there's not a single thing that can happen to you that if that's your primary commitment, if that's what you're focused on, that people will not be encouraged, people will not be blessed, and people will see Christ in you, and God will do something productive even while you are in your life's prison cell, even while the chains are binding you up. Imagine having that mindset. Imagine approaching life like this. Paul goes on. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The people were coming to Paul with reports, and they were saying, hey, there's been an outbreak of preaching in Rome, but here's the problem. Some of the preachers are preaching, and they're actually talking about Christ, and they're preaching the gospel, but they're really doing it to stir you up. They're really doing it to get you to react. Some are doing it actually to kind of pull the gospel legs out from under you. Some of the people who are out there preaching Christ are doing it because there's something in them. Maybe you make them jealous, or maybe they don't like you, or whatever it is. And so some people are out there and they've made themselves preachers, or they're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because they want to get out at you. And some of them are doing it out of a sense of love and sincerity, and it's really a God call kind of thing. And all of this kind of stuff comes to Paul, and when the messenger says to Paul, hey, some people are out there and they're really trying to get you to respond and all of that, they're trying to disturb you, they're trying to disgust you, they're trying to do something that makes you feel bad about what it is you're doing, they're trying to discourage you, and then there are others out there who are doing the real thing. You know what Paul said? He said, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because he was living beyond circumstances. And if even those who were trying to get at him, even those who were trying to disturb him, those who were trying to discourage him, those who were trying to pull out the gospel or the ministry out from under his feet, he just said, none of that matters. At least they're saying the name of Jesus, and God has a way of working in places, working through people, even when their motives are wrong. God's bigger than their motives. God's bigger than these chains. God's bigger than the circumstances. He's even bigger than the motives of people who have the wrong motives, and God can use that to his advantage. God can use that to his glory. I mean, can you imagine living like that? So Paul says, it doesn't matter. I'm not concerned about people who are trying to point their little water guns at me. That's the way he saw it. Even if they are using the gospel as a means to do it, because they know I'm such a gospel-oriented person. So they got it figured out. The best way to get at Paul, the best way to bring Paul down would be to take the very thing that he does and aim it back at him in such a way that it just absolutely destroys him. And he said, it doesn't matter. Because it never was about the circumstances. It was only and always about the advancing of the gospel. All right, why are we a church? I mean, there's one reason why we are a church. To advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, right? So if we're not advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ, or whatever it is we're doing doesn't advance the gospel of Jesus Christ, what is the smartest thing we could do? Don't do it. Don't do it. Because there's one thing that we are called to do. There is one thing that brings us together. There's one thing that gives us hope for the future. There's one thing which, when the sun rises tomorrow, all of the criticism in the world would not matter, and that is that the gospel of Jesus Christ is being advanced through us. And when that is the reality of who we are, you can put everything else aside. That's what Paul did. And Paul discovered a beautiful secret in what happens when all of this goes down that way. What does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, Paul does what? He rejoices. The thing is, the only thing is the gospel of Jesus Christ being advanced. It's the only thing. All right, could you be good with that? Can we be a church family who just, if we gather together and we, you know, we do what we do and we talk things through and we're looking and listening to see what God is calling us to do, could at the end of the day, we or any church family just simply look at each other in the eye and say, you know what? The only thing that matters, the thing is that Jesus is being known. And if we can affirm that, and if we can say yes to that, then we can face tomorrow. We can face the future that God is calling us to. We can bless. We can rejoice with whatever the chains of your personal life are. We all have them. Whatever the chains of your personal life are, the moment that you transition in Christ from this is about you and your circumstances and how you're not happy or how you are happy or whichever way it is, the moment you can step out of that into the thing is the advancing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be a new person and joy will be your daily reality. Right? Joy will be the way that you live your life. And whether the circumstances are good or disfavorable, whether they agitate you, whether they make you happy, make you unhappy, whether they disturb you or bless you, all of that can be put aside because that is not what controls you. That is not what identifies you. That is not who you are in Christ. I mean, I hope everybody's happy. I know we're not. I wish all the time, but that is never the point. The point is only this. Can we be Ivy Memorial? Ivy, can we be the church whose one thing is, whatever it takes, the gospel is advanced? And that's the story. Whatever it takes, the gospel is advanced. And if you live that reality, you will be living in joy that would make things like just being happy look like a child's game. You will be entering and living in Christ in such a way that regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what happens, you may feel broke, the gospel's not broke. You may feel weary, the gospel's not weary. You may feel down, the gospel's not down. You may be frustrated, the gospel's not frustrated. Once you make this switch, once you step into that reality, all of heaven's joy is just waiting to flow through you. When my two girls were small, I asked them to do this. I said, I want you to locate. Now, ever since they remember, I've been pastoring in churches, so they've heard it all. They've heard it all about their dad. I mean, some people who say, wow, you know, it's just fantastic. And other people say, I mean, how was the guy even ever born? You know, kind of thing. Okay, so they've heard it all about me. And so I've said to them throughout the years, I know it's hard being a pastor's kid because you're going to get it all. But here's the thing. Locate, find in your life a handful of people who are senior citizens and find the ones who have joy, and they'll only have that joy because they chose that some time ago, and they have long figured out that living in Christ, regardless of the circumstances, failing health or income or whatever it is, losing family, they have long figured out that they can move beyond all of that and they can live in Christ, and the only thing that they care about, the only thing that just consumes them, is that Jesus is proclaimed, the gospel moves forward. If you find those senior citizens, you will find joy, and when you find them, do what they do. Live like them, look like them, have the attitude they have, because they have spent a lifetime choosing joy over circumstances. They have spent a lifetime choosing the advancing of the gospel over the advancing of their own interest. And they have learned the secret that once you do that, you will live in an ocean of joy. Choose that. I'm going to ask you, if you would, please, to stand with me. We're going to pray, and we have time today for us to sing and for us to have a moment to respond in any way that God is leading you to do so. And if God is leading you, or you're just at a place right now where, and we're all there, we all have this, we all go through seasons of this. If you're at a place right now where you feel like, man, I'm just being consumed by circumstances, I'm getting wrapped around because people are happy, people are not happy, and you just want to say, hold it, let me just stop, let me just follow Paul. And let me just ask one simple question. Is the gospel being advanced? And if it is, my word, let's just stand there and just let God's joy flood us over and take us to wherever it needs to go. If you'd like to pray about that, if you just need a moment with that, why don't you just take care of that today? If you need to just take a step over from your personal circumstances and your personal happiness to the advancement of the gospel, I'm just going to invite you to do that today. And then do it every other day. And then do it so that when parents look at their young kids, they can say to their children, pick out some seniors that live in the joy of Jesus because they made that choice, and grow up to be like them because in that joy they're advancing the gospel. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for this little letter of Philippians. It is jam-packed with truths that reorient us, truths that in some way challenges us and disturb us, but they disturb us in the right way. They move us in the right direction. Father, forgive us when what we're concerned about is us, when what we're concerned about is our happiness, when what we are focused on is our circumstances. Forgive us. We're never called to do that. And help us to take the step. Help me to take a step as a pastor and a husband and a friend. And help me to take the step that can put the circumstances of life, whatever the chains are, help me to move to the place more fully where the only thing that matters day in and day out, every second, for the rest of my life, is whether or not the gospel is being advanced. And let me live out in that joy. Father, thank you for those who are going to make the same decision, who will come today and make that commitment to you, who'll resolve that in their own hearts. May you give them strength, may they be encouraged, and may the very fact that they're willing to step out in just a moment be the beginning of a new way of experiencing joy in their lives, in Jesus' name. We're going to sing. As we sing, be right here to pray with you. Come pray. Whatever God leads you to do, you come on right now.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need. My rock. Your grace is more. Grace is found where you are. Then where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.